follow my twisted logic here, if you will.
Okay.
Can you take some credit in the fact that Bernie Sanders is as popular as he is right now? Because in effect, he's running a campaign on a lot of the themes that you guys raised, namely, the system is crooked, there's too much political money in it, the 99% and their agenda is being completely disregarded for the corporate agenda in America. Now, he's not going to win the nomination, but he's having a hell of a run. You take any credit in that?
I think that, yeah, I do. I mean, I think that Occupy Wall Street, though, can take credit for the rise of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in the sense that both of these candidates represent people who are desperate for social change. They're desperate for change. We haven't solved any of the economic inequalities that created our movement, the Occupy movement. But at the same time, they are suspicious of the old protest methods. They're looking for new things. But, you know, I think my critique of both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders is that they are still a regression to that old leader-based style. Mm-hmm. It's still the system of, like, putting my hopes into this singular individual.
But they want to speak for the voiceless.
Right.
That is one thing those two very different guys have in common.
Right.
They want to represent people who feel underrepresented.
Right. And I think that they are both the result of acknowledging that there is this passion among the 99% that is willing to kind of, that wants someone who's going to say, I'm going to smash things up and make things different. And so I think that, I think that it is a beautiful thing. But at the same time, I'm a little bit wary of them.